This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the central bank director urges strategic action as global trade tensions rise. The DLP president promises bold action to lower the cost of living. Minister of Tertiary Education says regional integration is vital to cutting CARICOM's import bill. And doctors in Haiti warn surging violence could overwhelm the country's last remaining trauma hospital. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Director of the Central Bank of Barbados is urging the country to prioritize clear strategies and take swift action in response to growing uncertainty of the global trade environment. Speaking at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers Thought Leadership Breakfast under the theme Navigating the Impact of Tariffs on Caribbean Economies, Professor Justin Robinson said the region is feeling the effects of rising tariffs and trade tensions around the world. He explained that to reduce the risks from these changes, Caribbean countries need to diversify their markets and find new trading partners.
The United States does seem to have moved on from the free trade era. So it makes sense for us to try to diversify our trading markets, obviously strengthen intra-Caribbean trading agreements. It seems that we are all going to be forced into greater regionalization, that you're going to be trading more with the people close to you. Again, pursue targeted import substitution. The WTO environment did force a lot of change on us. Do we now have some policy space to do some targeted import substitution and to accelerate digital service exports and transformation? Because I think that's important, because if you're going to be trading with some other players, then the capacity to facilitate digital payments seems to be critical.
He says Barbados has some of the strategies already in place, but there needs to be a sense of urgency in the implementation.
The Barbados government, I think in particular, has been on a mission to try to expand trade links with Africa. So I think hopefully we now see the urgency of those things. And also we have a number of initiatives around digital payments. Again, I don't think those have advanced as quickly as we would like. So I think the strategies to prepare us for this have been around, and there have been attempts to implement them. But I think because we've been very comfortable with the status quo, they have been seen maybe as things that are nice to have. So I think the strategic direction is there, but it's the urgency and priority has not necessarily been there, but I think that now needs to happen.
Director of the Central Bank of Barbados, Professor Justin Robinson. Democratic Labour Party candidate for the upcoming St. James North by-election, Felicia Dujon, is pledging to be a voice for the residents she says have been neglected. Speaking during a DLP meeting last night in Western St. James, Dujon described the current economic and social climate as difficult and said her interactions with residents across the constituency revealed widespread frustration and hardship.
We are dealing with some very trying times at this time. I have been through the constituency. I have been through the different villages, from the Wim to the Gardens, Westmoreland, Rockdondo. And some of the claims and some of the concerns that I have heard, it means that our constituents, we have to raise our voices. There are people in this constituency that is suffering. They now recognize that they need lights in our constituency. They now realize that the neglect of this constituency is that some of the concerns that have been raising. My role and duty is to represent your voice, to be here, to stand up and champion on your voice. My role is to hear your cries. My role is really to intervene on your matters.
DLP candidate for St. James North by election, Felicia Dujon. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party President Andre Worrell says a future DLP administration will implement clear and targeted policies to tackle the rising cost of living in Barbados. Speaking during the public meeting last night in Western St. James, Mr. Worrell told supporters that government action is crucial to lowering food prices and giving relief to Barbadians.
We will make sure by policy that you reduce the cost of living. You can easily do it by taking some of the duties off of the items at the port of entry. You could easily do it by cutting the VAT, by offering more subsidies to farmers and the manufacturing industry so that small farmers would be able to make ends meet. So at this stage, we wouldn't have to be paying $8 a pound for yam, or $50 or $60 a rod for sweet potatoes. If the crops are lost due to flooding or drought, our government should step in to give the farmers the cash resources that they can be able to produce their next crop. Those are the things that will help to reduce the cost of living.
DLP President Andre Worrell. The complainant in the Neil Rowe rape trial may be facing legal action. That's according to King's Counsel Michael Lashley, who says his client's name has been dragged through the mud, and now he feels action should be taken against the complainant. Mr. Lashley was speaking to the media after Rowe was acquitted by a unanimous verdict yesterday.
We might have to look seriously at a malicious prosecution case. We might also have to look at and see how we will go after the virtual complainant who dragged her client's name in the mud. Her name wasn't mentioned in the media, but his name was mentioned. So we have to take instructions from the client. I don't think the virtual complainant should sit easily from now on. I don't think so. Whatever action is necessary to redeem his reputation respectfully.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. Minister of Training and Tertiary Education Sandra Husband says regional integration is key if CARICOM is to reduce its reliance on imports by the end of this year. She was speaking at a news conference where students from the University of Trinidad and Tobago are currently on island for a study visit. Ms. Husband also stressed the need to equip students not only with technical training but also with business and entrepreneurial skills so they can turn their knowledge into globally competitive enterprises.
We have to stop thinking as Barbadians, Trinidadians, Jamaicans, and treat the space as our space and pool the capital and the resources. Make it easy for persons like yourself to be able to move across the region with ease and work. If we can have integration of our production, we can maximize the land space you have in Belize, Suriname, Guyana, and you can maximize the knowledge capacity that you have to be able to build out world-class facilities. One of the things that we're now trying to do is to not just arm our students with the technical skills that they need in the particular field, the business training that will help you to take what you've learned and make it useful so that we can begin to build enterprises that can compete any part of the world.
Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. The National Library Service has launched Radio Bimshire, an online platform which captures Barbados's true identity and rich heritage through stories narrated by notable historians, including Trevor Marshall, Carl Watson, and Professor Pedro Welch, all who are now deceased. The radio service is already being heard in countries as far as Germany and the United States. Director of the National Library Service, Jennifer Yard, highlighted the significance of the launch of Radio Bimshire.
As we tune in, we'll be reminded that storytelling isn't only about the past. It's about keeping our identity alive, deepening our understanding of one another, and strengthening the bonds that hold our communities together. Why oral history matters. We often say that oral history is the oldest form of history. It is the heartbeat of the people. It captures the lived experiences, voices, and memories that do not always make it into the written records, but are no less essential to understanding who we are.
Director at the National Library Service, Jennifer Yard. And finally, in Haiti, Doctors Without Borders group is warning that extremely high levels of violence in the capital, Port-au-Prince, may cause one of the last remaining trauma hospitals to reach its full capacity, making it unable to accept new patients. It said that Tabria Hospital, which it runs, is one of the last hospitals in the capital city where armed groups are coordinating attacks on several areas that were previously beyond their control. The doctor said if the hospital's maximum capacity is reached, it could create an even more desperate situation for the city's residents, whose access to surgical care would be considerably reduced, fearing that many wounded people will die for lack of available treatment. Recapping the headlines. Central Bank Director urges strategic action as global trade tensions rise. DLP President promises bold action to lower the cost of living. The Minister of Tertiary Education says regional integration is vital to cutting CARICOM's import bill. And doctors in Haiti warn surging violence could overwhelm the country's last remaining trauma hospital. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook. Now, I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.